Blog Talk Radio.
It's the show that educates, not eradicates. It's the only show that's Naga approved. It's the Beating Drum with your host, Farmer and Paso.
What is going on? The Beating Drum on Radio AFS, blogtalk.com. I'm your host, Farmer. You got my sidekick, Mr. Paso. We even have a guest host here today with us, Mr. Steve. What's going on tonight, guys?
Not much. I'm tired. Dragging. A little tired tonight.
Oh.
You got the flu. I mean, we're all messed up.
Yeah, we are. I got the flu, and you're tired. You were running around ragged. The studio just finally let us in. And Steve, how about yourself?
I don't have any complaints. I'm not sick, and I just woke up from a nap.
Oh, well, you know what
right
you can
on.
Do.
Yeah, exactly.
Way to be on the same team. Way to be on the same team.
Right?
Is that the truth?
Come on, don't you know Missouri loves company? Join us.
Yeah, I know. Come on,
yeah.
Steve. Join the pity party and the misery party.
Guess that makes me Mr. Roper.
No. Isn't that the truth? Well, guys, as everyone said, I do have the flu bug. I woke up with it, or I went to bed with it, one of the two. We woke up together, and I said, well, it doesn't matter if I'm, you know, coming out of wherever and coughing in everybody's ear, the show must go on. So I appreciate everybody tuning in to the Beating Drum on Radio AFS. You can follow all of us on Twitter. You can follow myself at FarmerJacob98. You can follow Paso at the Paso Garage. You can follow our phone girl who still isn't with us yet, still taking care of family business. That would be at NorCal Niner Girl. And Steve-O there is not part of the Twitter clan yet. We are working on that, but you can follow every single one of us on Facebook. We all talk to each other on the Facebook page, and that is at, or just type in, The Beating Drum. You know, whatever you post on there, we'll talk to you. We don't snub. You can message us. We're going to message you right back. And, you know, it's just a show that's unscripted, so you just never know where it's going to go, especially with Farmer on codeine and also on some good oxycodones. So it should definitely be a very fun and eventful show, guys.
So basically we have Elvis Presley in the studio?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, guys, I don't know if you guys have been following much on what's been going on there in Chicago, Paso. You are from Chicago. I kind of wanted to touch on this one a little early so that our guest, Melissa Strong, can also chime in on that. She's calling in from Lancaster about the debauchery of what's going on up there, only a couple of days away from their school board elections. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But what's going on there in Chicago, coming from CBS Sports, there was an announcer. I'm not even going to say his name because he's not worth the time. You know, one of our radio shows, Paso, is already banned from ESPN Radio. So, you know, we're not afraid of being banned from any of the major networks. But there's a senior columnist there at the Chicago CBS Sports who got into all of the debauchery that the Fighting Illini or the University of Illinois, you know, their scandals for football, all, you know, their scandalous for their academics and everything else like that. And then he's like, well, this kind of all sets back to...
The state's just scandalous, period.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is Chicago, though, Paso.
It's true.
Right. So this guy, you know, and then he brought up the racist mascots such as Chief Illini. And they're, you know, the chief still does make his appearances. There are still people with the Fighting Illini symbol on their shirts and everything else like that. And what this jabroni said, I'll use jabroni, I think that's okay. This jabroni said that anyone that who is wearing the chief symbol and or dressed up like the chief who was their former symbol should be expelled from the University of Illinois.
Wow. Well, you know, this is a liberal-ass state, so you know, I know we don't like to get into politics, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's just complete idiocy, or, oh, God, did I mess that word up? I'm tired, forgive me. It's just ludicrous, you know. It's, I don't understand. So you want to suspend a kid for wearing a symbol. That makes complete sense, let me tell you.
No, that's not
even illegal.
Paso. Not to suspend, but to kick him or her out of school. Expelled.
Oh, expelled.
Completely removed.
Yeah.
Last time I checked.
We need to start calling his radio show. We gotta get bands from there. We'll start calling him and trying to get on there and see if he wants to debate this with us.
Right. You know, I did tweet him numerous of times. To no avail. He does have, you know, 55K in followers, which, you know, which to me that means nothing. You probably could have bought them. You know, we do know people that do that to make you look bigger than what you are. But yeah, so he said that this racist mascot needs to go. There is no room in the world for racist mascots. And the last time I checked, so you don't want any Native name on anybody's shirts. Right? This is just farmer thinking out loud here, guys. Illini. Native American. Right?
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Right?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter what you're wearing. You could be wearing Chief Illini, or you could just have an Illini shirt on in campus. Is that grounds for being expelled? Because you have a Native American name on your shirt? This is absolutely ludicrous. I just don't understand where these people seem to come up with these notions that a name and or a symbol is racist. Do they not understand what the meaning of racist means? Do they not understand what the meaning of a symbol is versus a mascot? People, you need to educate yourself. And if there's anybody in Chicago besides Paso, you can check out this Jabronis radio show on 680 AM. I think he airs at 8 o'clock in the morning, Paso. And give him a
score?
Call and tell him, hey, yeah, the score. So, you know,
huge.
Check it out on
– huge station out there.
It is huge. But, you know, us being the little guys and doing this for the fans, by the fans, is kind of Radio AFS's mantra. We're not mainstream, guys. We're going to go after the big fish who seem to want to spit into the wind and have it come back on them. It's just ridiculous. Kind of like that one guy on ESPN who wore the Caucasian shirts. He got a backlash from that, and I'm sure the gentleman who made that shirt just got rich off of that one guy wearing that one shirt. So I don't know if it was a ploy to get people mad or a ploy that he was also going to get a little money kickback there, Paso and Steve.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some kind of monetary thing going on.
Well, I would like to hear about this from a law side of this, because I'm pretty certain this is not legal. You can't expel people for wearing a shirt of a symbol of your, you know, college that they changed from. You just because you deem it racist or, you know, inappropriate does not give you lawful grounds to expel somebody just outright without any kind of, you know, due process.
You know, I'm going to revert back to the to Paso, who almost passed the bar, but, you know, then he figured playing with trannies in Target would be 10 times better. So, Paso,
which it is,
coming from the law aspect of things, you know, I understand you didn't get the bar. You're playing with trannies in Target, but there would have to be some sort of due process, right?
No, definitely. They wouldn't be able to. I mean, if they did pass a rule like that in the college, they'd get sued so bad it wasn't even funny. No way in hell would that fly.
It puts them in a very actionable position.
Yeah. And for clarification purposes, what Farmer Jacob is talking about and referring to is, I own a transmission shop, so he likes to poke at me, saying, you know, I hang out with trannies and Target. So that's what that's all about.
I heard you went to a bar called the Target.
This almost feels like my show on Tuesdays.
Paso. But, you know, here's the thing, guys. I also heard back in November-ish of last year that the University of North Dakota president or dictator, ex-dictator, was saying that the NCAA could possibly also start coming down on people who wear fighting Sioux gear or the Sioux symbol or just the word Sioux going into any of their sporting events. Again, this isn't the first time that this has been heard or been a spark or whatever you want to call it. But why is the United States of America becoming so pussified or pussification? Why can't we just say, oh, well, Paso plays with trannies at Target. I'm going to say, okay, that offends me, but I'm going to move on. I'm not going to tell Paso, hey, you need to stop playing with trannies in Target. I'm just going to say, hey, different strokes for different folks. Or, you know, I could look at somebody wrong and that could be offensive to them. Or somebody could look at me wrong. Where does this stop, guys? When does this stop? That's what I want to know.
It's not going to stop because they're evil. There are people that profit off of this. They're profiteering and they're making, you know, their living off of creating this division between people and telling people you should be offended. You know, we need to do away with this. They're making money off of this and they're sitting back laughing the whole time while they're getting rich and everybody else is losing, you know, to the PC war.
Paso,
yeah, exactly.
What do you
say, I totally agree with Steve. I mean, it's just, it's not going to stop. It's, you know, the people are going to have to stand up and the majority of the people, the masses, people that aren't offended by this stuff, you know, are going to have to take a stand and actually let their voices be heard and protest and do what they need to do and fight this nonsense. And like I always say, I don't mean fight with your fist, fight with your mouth, fight with your words, and let these people know that we're not going to take it, or you're not going to take it. I mean, if they see that the masses are opposed to it, then they're going to be forced to do something about it. But when it's only a small radio show and a handful of people that are willing to not be lazy and do something about it, then it seems like these big dogs like CBS Radio and whatnot are the voice of the majority of the people when it's bullshit. I mean, before you know it, they're going to start throwing fines on Farmer for cuddling up too closely with his cows, you know? Just get out of control.
Well, I figured, Paso, you would have said horses because of the Kentucky Derby, you know, last week. But, you know, cows, you know, cows.
Well, the horses, too.
You
know, I know you like your farm animals, so.
I do. But you know what, guys? Here's the thing with the mainstream media. Doesn't matter if it's paper. Doesn't matter if it's radio. Doesn't matter if this is TV. It seems like when there's something big going to happen, they always seem to throw a wrench in the system. I could say this with Conrad and all the negative press that the Delaware Online newspaper has been doing and everything else like that. It just seems like they always know when to put in the word Redskins, because the word Redskins, I guess in some people's mind, is a money pit, meaning I'm going to get a lot of views on this particular article and or on this particular news segment because I said Redskins and racist. I just don't understand, you know, it's those type of people that are actually making the word Redskins a bad name in my eyes. Do you guys agree?
No, I agree 100%. I didn't know Steve was going to jump in right away, but it definitely has to be stuff like that because as soon as that word, those two words I use together, you know, it goes to, like, mad, and it gets so much attention that's not even funny. And like I said, there has to be some kind of monetary thing behind it also. Someone's making money on this. It just doesn't make sense why it's such a big ordeal when, you know, chiefs of tribes and Native Americans and massives has come out and spoken and said, hey, we're not offended by this. You know, but the problem is they need to keep fighting. They need to keep saying it. They need to stay in their faces. They need to assemble and get tons and thousands of people and infiltrate these radio shows and try to get on the air and get their opinions heard. Or let's go back to the 70s. Let's march let's storm the doors of the White House, you know, picket the White House. Protest it. I'm not saying knock down the door. I'm saying stand out there with your sign with thousands of people so the president can see that people are getting upset by this and the majority are for these names and symbols and this charge is led by some person that has way too much money and nothing else better to do. And like I said, Ray Halliburton has to be profiting some way, somehow, off of these efforts because he's really spending way too much time into something that he knows his own people don't agree with. So, I mean, there's nothing else behind it.
Well, right, Paso. And, you know, there is, you know, have you noticed, and this was brought up on the radio show of 105.9 there in Delaware, that the name Red Hawks, which is 98, what a good vast majority of these teams are changing their names to from a native name, are changing them to a Red Hawk or something like that. Believe that there's a paper trail that says somebody in the Oneida Nations, maybe it's Ray, maybe it's not, who actually has a patent on that particular name. So there's definitely ways, you know, you just follow the rat and then the money just comes. So I find it very odd that a lot of these schools are changing their name to a hawk, a red hawk, an effing hawk, or a fighting whatever it is, or whatever hawk there is. I just want to know, do they have a patent on the word hawk? And that's why all these Native American schools who have Native American mascots and everything else like that, changing it to a word hawk? It makes you really think, doesn't it, Paso and Steve?
If they had anything on it, it would be, and I find it really hard to believe, a copyright on the name, you know, or some sort of a licensing issue where they are making money off of the name Fighting Hawk. But you follow the money. The money will lead you right back to the rat. I mean, that's how this works. And the money is leading right back to the source. We all know where it comes from. It's not a surprise. It's not a secret.
Right.
Very true, guys. You know, we're going to get to our guest. She's been patiently waiting on hold to us rant and everything else like that. I appreciate her waiting, Paso. If you wouldn't mind activating her line, so after I get done talking, you know, we can get her on there. But right now we have Melissa from Lancaster. She is the campaign assistant. Correct me if I'm wrong. Melissa, for Lancaster board members, Brian, I'm going to butcher this person's last name, Onaska, I'm sure I'm wrong, and also Mary Jo, I'm just going to say her last name, Schaefer. How bad did I butcher those names, Melissa? Paso, is Melissa with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Melissa's with us. The next mic was on. Melissa, you're on the air with Farmer Paso and Steve.
Hi. Hi.
How bad did I butcher those names, Melissa?
You got Mary Jo's correct. It's Mary Jo DiGiulio Schaefer. So you did great with hers.
Perfect.
And it's Brian Osika.
Okay. I can see it now, but, you know, prior to us being you know, on live here on the Beating Drum on Radio AFS, you know, I told you how bad I was with last names. So that's why I didn't even try to pronounce your last one. So if you want to tell the fans your last name, you're more than welcome to.
Okay, yeah, I'm Melissa Studley.
There we are. So, Melissa,
wait a second. Hold on a second. Farmer, really quick. I got to butt in really quick. I know you sent me her name. You sent me her name, and you couldn't sound that name out. That name is pronounced just like it looks. And let me tell you something, Melissa. Farmer went through his whole life. His name is Jacob Beauvais, okay? But he went through his whole life pronouncing his last name Beauvais. Now, his name is spelled B-O-U-V-E-T-T-E. And when I met him, I'm like, bro, your name is Beauvais, okay? I'm sorry. It's like a French name. You got the O-U thing going on with the V-E-T-T-E. It says Beauvais. So I had to tell him how to pronounce his own damn last name.
Thank you, Passa. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. No problem.
So
I'm gonna go play with my training.
Melissa, yeah, go play with your training. Now tell me what's going on. You know, it seems like the deadline or the voting time is this coming Tuesday, and then the Buffalo News drops a bombshell. Why do you think they did that? Is it to get views, or do you think it's to hurt the people that you're the campaign manager for?
Well, I think that it did serve a dual purpose. I think that the article in the news was to try to discredit the candidates, as well as, you know, get ratings and, you know, have people turn to the newspaper. I think the way that it was written very much where she separated out like pro-administration and pro-Redskins. And it's just interesting to me because the only people who are calling Brian and Mary Jo pro-Redskins are these quote-unquote pro-administration candidates and their supporters and the board. So it's just interesting to me that, you know, Brian and Mary Jo have not mentioned this at all, but yet they're being labeled this by the news and by other people.
Right. It kind of sounds like it's a little mudslinging, or not a little. You told me that this school board election has been very dirty and very ugly, you know, there in Lancaster. Why do you think that is?
I think that this is a pivotal election for us, you know. This is a chance for this dictatorship that has been ruling for so long, and they're just a bunch of rubber stampers who just pass everything, to be shooken up. And this is a chance to get two new people on the board who are going to, you know, listen to the community and challenge people.
Right. You know, they're not fully rubber stampers, Melissa, or else they would have listened to the 80% of people there in Lancaster to approve the Redskins' name. So, you know, it definitely seems like this school board has their own agenda, and possibly maybe getting kickbacks from Adidas, or probably getting kickbacks from the Oneida Nations. So, you know, how I look at it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that they're only going to do something that's going to benefit them in the long run, in the long run, and not the community.
I think that they definitely are basing things on their personal feelings and their personal agendas, and not listening to the community that comes before them, that they represent and serve.
So tell us about the two candidate that you're supporting.
Well, we have Mary Jo DiGiulio Schaefer. She's been an educator in an area school district for almost 20 years now. You know, she's very passionate. She has children in the school system already, and she wants to be a voice for the community. She wants to listen to people. You know, she has the education background that's really gonna help out, and, you know, she'd be able to work with the teachers. She doesn't think that the students and the teachers should be, you know, evaluated based on a test. Like, she's a teacher herself. She understands this. She wants to, you know, help our community. She wants to work with everybody and listen to them. And then,
which is
Brian,
what your board is supposed to do, though, right? You know, they're not supposed to be a dictator. They're supposed to listen to the forum. Before you get onto the other gentleman, tell our fans what this board is currently doing in these quote-unquote public meetings.
They, if you were to, you know, we have a video that has been circulating. You know, I'm not exactly sure where it surfaced from, but I do know that I've watched it. And this video completely shows, you know, some of the behavior of the five board members that are remaining towards our two members that were voted in last year. You know, it's very condescending at times. It's rude. They're not willing to work with them at all. They're just shutting them out, and they don't want to listen to them or any of their ideas. You know, it's really frustrating when you have two people who want to listen to the community, and they're trying to bring back the community's voice, and the board votes it down because they have the upper hand.
Right. And now tell us about the other gentleman.
Brian Osika. He has a wealth of knowledge. You know, he has an accounting background, so he would be great with helping keeping, you know, balancing our budget and keeping people accountable in that way. He has, you know, one child in our schools already and another one who's eagerly awaiting her turn to, you know, ride the school bus and get to kindergarten. And he, you know, he really got started with this when he was turned away from a public forum last year, which, according to the, you know, open meeting laws, I may have that incorrect what the term is, but that's illegal. You have to find a bigger venue if you can't fit everybody. You can't turn them away. So, you know, he really saw that they were breaking the law, and that's what triggered him to become more involved. So he really wants to hold people accountable.
So, you know, with this little mudslinging and everything else like that, I did read, you know, that there were people saying, well, now that there's going to be more pro-Redskins people on the board, you know, they're going to try to get rid of this one particular person and everything else like that. What do you have to say to those people who are like, well, now it's going to be a pro-Redskin board, and I'm not putting words in their mouths or the school board's mouth. I'm just going by what I've seen on social media. What would you tell those people? Are, you know, that they're saying, well, now that it's a pro-Redskin board, and now they're going to try to kick off other people off the board. Can that even happen? Can you know, the majority of the board boot one person off, or are they just being, what's the word I'm looking for, worry warts and you know, and everything else like that?
Yeah, I think it's really, you know, I don't know six of it, unfortunately. So I'm not sure if, you know, people would be able to vote another person off or not. I don't want to speak to that. But what I can say is that Brian and Mary Jo are not doing this to be malicious. They have no ill intent for anything. They want to work for the community. They are willing to work with anybody. And anything that keeps getting spread about them, about, you know, they want to oust somebody, that's misinformation. They have never said that, and that is not the platform they're running on. And it's completely untrue.
So now with the election ahead, you know, the Buffalo News, again, it minimizes the election and ignores the bigger picture of what the community needs. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to make this a bigger issue with these two candidates than what the issue is. And the issue is taking care of our schools, taking care of our kids, and creating a better education for everyone in that particular community. I do not understand why mainstream media, mainstream paper, or whatever form of media is out there, why they are trying to belittle these two candidates instead of showing the bigger picture of what the school board needs there in Lancaster.
I wish I knew why they were doing that as well. I mean, it's frustrating because throughout the year, this whole school year, there have been other articles that the Buffalo News has written, and every time they write an article, if it's anybody that questions the board or opposes their viewpoints, they're quoted as a pro-Redskin supporter. And that's very unfortunate because there are people that go to the school board meetings and they do speak up, and they are not pro-Redskin supporters. What the community is they want to be heard. That's over. That's done with. We understand that. It's the process that people are upset with. So shutting down the public voice even further and leading as a dictator is not helpful at all.
I couldn't agree with you more. It seems like the school board or the racist board is what I'll call it there in Conrad is kind of doing the same thing. You know, I don't understand what it is with these school board officials or anything else like that. You guys are there, put there by the people. You need to put your agendas aside. You need to check your egos at the door and give the people of your community what they want. And they want a better school system. They want a safer school system. And they want everything that is wrong in our school systems fixed. Stop doing your own agendas. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Is there anything else, you know, that you want to tell our listening audience? I do want to ask you this. If, you know, with the board then being swaying towards, and this isn't you talking for the two candidates, this is just you talking for you, you know, when and if these two candidates do become part of the school board, it does shift the momentum for the pro-Redskins versus the not-Redskins. Do you feel that in the late future, and we're not talking, you know, a month after they become, you know, we'll just say 6 months, 8 months, you know, down the road, do you think that the community may put that back on their plate?
The community brings this up to the board, and if Brian and Mary Jo are on the board, I think that they will be heard. I don't know which way it would go, but they are willing to hear the community. They know how the process went last year and that a lot of people were hurt by that process. They didn't feel like they had a voice, and they would give the community their voice.
Exactly. You know, yeah. I know I kind of put you on the spot a little bit there, and again, I'm not trying to, you know, be one of those big bullies that say, well, she said this, by all means.
Yeah.
That's not the case. So what else do you have for our listening audience? I know you didn't have much time to prep for this. This was kind of one of those last-minute things where I saw this. A fellow colleague of ours got us in contact, and then, you know, with me being sick and my head is in the clouds, I'm like, well, sure, you know, let's roll with this. For our fans up there in Lancaster, I know we have, I wouldn't say a ton, but we do have quite a bit. You know, speak to them right now. The floor is yours. When is the election? Where can they vote? And whatever else you want to say and or promote.
Okay. Well, the election is on Tuesday. It is May 17th, and it's from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. at the Lancaster High School, 114 Drive. And, you know, really, the community has moved pretty much, you know, we've moved on for the most part. Everybody is still hurt and upset, absolutely. But at this point in time, at this juncture, there are far bigger issues going on in our district. You know, we have issues with Common Core and people not supporting the teachers or the families. We have issues about redistricting that need to be addressed. We have bullying that's going unaddressed. And then we have a big drug problem in our schools. These things aren't being addressed. They need to be. Brian and Mary Jo will address these things. I mean, to me, it's me speaking, it's common sense. You know, a vote for Brian and Mary Jo is a vote for accountability, is a vote for transparency, is a vote for them partnering with our teachers, is a vote for focusing on the education of our children, and it's to give back the community their voice.
I couldn't have said it better, Melissa. As you heard where Paso, myself, and Steve were talking about CBS sports there in Chicago, about students wearing the old symbol to sporting events, and the Chief Illini still showing up at the event. What is your take on that? You know, since you are coming from a area where their symbol did get taken away from them, what would you tell these particular people who want to expel students for wearing past history that they're proud of?
Well, I think what I really would like to say, I probably can't say on the air. So what I would say...
You probably could. You know, the SEC doesn't monitor us. I like to keep it semi-PG. But, you know, when it comes to this, I like to go almost rated R. Because if they don't understand how frustrated we are, well, then they really don't know how we feel. So by all means, let them have it.
Well, what I really think is that it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this is their history. This is their heritage. And what they're doing is they're just trying to erase all Native American imagery and history. And it's really sad and it's upsetting because people just don't know the history of things, and to just take it away from people that it's been part of their tradition or part of their lives for so long because somebody's offended is really like upsetting, and it's kind of sad. I mean, what happened through the days of, if you see something you don't like, you look away, you walk away, you don't let it bother you. It's just become a time where everything is so politically correct. People are scared to walk outside and just out the door. You could look at somebody the wrong way and somebody's going to say you're a racist. I mean, it's really frustrating and upsetting, you know, to people. I went out in the community around here with my Once a Redskin shirt on, and I've had people, you know, say some pretty nasty things to me. It's like, really? Why? Why do you care so much?
Well,
it's frustrating.
This is kind of how I look at it. Melissa, is that if you didn't have haters, you wouldn't be doing something right. And so for everyone out there that hates on Native American issues, symbols, icons, logos, you need to really do some soul searching and say, well, that's one issue, yes, but what about the one out of three not having power, not having electricity, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, even though there mm-hmm. has been a new statistic out there. I really got to check the source on it, but they say that Native Americans are drinking less than the Caucasian race. I was like, okay, hey, I'm glad that something has been addressed in those communities to actually help them. Now what we need to do is we need to help them with food, water, medicine, and education, because when those guys are educated, they can then come into our communities, our schools, and help educate our kids about their history and about the pride of being a Native American. Because how I look at it, people are afraid of what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, you've been great. Hopefully we can have you on again, maybe next Thursday, as just a short, brief time, just to let us know how your two candidates did.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Oh, you're very
welcome.
Casso and Steve, what do you guys think about this? Now there's a mainstream paper, the Buffalo News, that is really murkying up the water and not giving the full picture of these two particular candidates.
Well, I mean,
that's
obvious.
The media handles things. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but we're kind of led, our country's kind of led by a similar, campaign that got the current person in power where he is. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
Steve?
You know what blows, like completely blows my mind, is that these people that are protesting and calling for the removal of this school's name and having a problem with the word redskin. Let's just say it. They're probably all white people because that's usually where this comes from. If anybody else were to come in and tell those people, I'm going to erase your family history. You came here from some other country, immigrated here. You have this really rich culture in your family. We're going to erase that from this country's history. Those people would be so upset about it because that's their history. That's their legacy and tradition. It's okay to do it to somebody else, but when it comes to you, they don't want it to happen. And that's the whole hypocrisy and whole effort. It's okay if we do it to these people because, well, to me, you know, these people don't matter. That's what it says to me, that these people don't care about these other people. Forget about what color their skin is. They're humans, man. Don't let their traditions and their family history and legacies be just washed away because you don't agree with it and you don't understand it.
Steve, exactly. You know, and what the thing is, and right after this rant of mine, we're going to go to a quick song break. But it's just one of them things where everybody thinks that the majority don't want Native American names, symbols, icons, and logos. Are you listening to mainstream media? If you are, well, then that's where you're getting your stats and your statistics. Now, if you follow the beating drum and the beating drum affiliates such as Naga and everyone else that's affiliated with the beating drum, you're going to see a whole different side of the story that you're like, whoa, I didn't know that. So that's why we always say you need to educate yourself. You need to dig just a little bit deeper into the situation instead of just scratching at the surface and then getting, you know, making up your mind that way.
Agreed.
Well, Paso, what song do you have for us where everybody can actually email you if they don't like it at Paso, P-A-S-S-O, at radioafs.com. Paso, let them have it.
All right, buddy. This one's for you, Farmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking from up front here. Thanks for flying with us today at Riser Air. About a half an hour of our flight attendants out there with the full drink service, so feel free to make full use of that.
I know we will.
So y'all just sit on back and relax and enjoy your flight on Riser Air.
Vacation for the honeymoon, a couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the feller on the aisle thought I was crazy. I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G-set. Stewardess is some sexy leading, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high they never come down.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G.
seat right up to first class, so I can drink that cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her kiss my ass, 'cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a
Welcome back to the Beating Drum on Radio AFS, blogtalk.com. I'm your host, Farmer. You got our in-studio guest host is Steve. You also got the Paso over there. Paso, I'm not drunk on a plane right now. I am on codeine and something else sitting in my studio. I don't think I would want to be flying anywhere, my man.
No, probably not. But, you know, I know you like that song, so I played it for you. I don't think Steve is a big fan of it, though.
Right?
I'm nauseous on a phone call.
Well, guys, you know, I want, you know, all of our listeners to give us a call on the hotline if there's anything you want to talk about. We got a few minutes left. I may cut the broadcast just a little short, just to me being under the weather, and I think I've done pretty well, guys. You know, I'm drinking water, which is usually rare. Usually I'm sipping on something else, again, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for my voice and everything else like that. I came down with the flu, and I wasn't going to let our Beating Drums fans down by not being on air. So you can give us a call on the hotline number 516-387-1502, and it looks like we do have a caller there, Paso, that's been waiting patiently. How about we pass them through?
I will get on top of that, sir. We have a caller. I'm sorry. We have a caller from 209. You're on live with Farmer Paso and Steve. How's it going tonight?
What's going on, Farmer Paso and Steve? You got the A-bomb here. Giving a call, listening to the show.
What's going on, A-bomb? How you doing, brother?
Well, you know, I just listened to that song, and I can honestly say I know what it's like to be drunk on a plane with Farmer Jacob.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. If I would have known, A-Bomb, that you were on hold, that song was definitely fitting and everything else like that. What's your take on what's going on there in Chicago? You know, we were there in Chicago two weeks ago now with CBS Sports. What do you think about what this columnist wrote, saying that these kids who are wearing the Chief Illini on their shirts and also the gentleman that is Chief Illini walking around the crowd, sitting in the crowds, they are saying that these people need to be expelled from a public college. What do you have to say to this columnist on CBS Sports on 680, the court or whatever it is?
Well, first of all, what this columnist is and what he wrote is a symptom of the complete social retardation that our society is now experiencing. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in freedom of speech. If a guy can walk around with a bandana tied around his private parts and nothing else on, I really don't see how somebody supporting a Native American icon can be discriminated against. I just think it's absolute hypocrisy.
You know, Abob, I have to agree with you on that. And didn't you go to a school that was Native American named? And is it still a Native American name?
UC Stanislaus Warriors, and they will be changing the mascot. Yeah, and I wrestled for them. I did my thing. And, yeah, I'm deeply offended by it. As a matter of fact, I am wearing my Chicago Blackhawks hat now as we speak, just because I'm listening to the drum.
There you go. I appreciate it. And, you know, Abob, with you being an alumni of the Stanislaus, maybe you can help the beating drum and see if we can help Stanislaus save their symbol.
Well, unfortunately, Farmer, out here in California, and then where everything is politically correct and we live in a banana republic, Governor Brown already signed the state law. You campaigned against it. I made nasty phone calls about it. Right now, it's pretty much a dead issue. The university system in California is so politically correct. Free speech is banned. We now have safe zones, and I don't understand a safe zone in college. I went to college to expand my mind, not to narrow it. And, well, my solution to this is all of it. Let's go ahead and just close the California university system. Let all schools be private and let people do whatever the F they want.
There you go.
That's
hey,
my.
You heard that directly from Abob. Abob, I appreciate you calling the beating drum. Is there any show or YouTube that you want to promote to the beating drum fan base?
Oh, yeah. On Saturday night, 8 o'clock Pacific, you can check me, Paso, and maybe you. You can check us out on a show that is not censored whatsoever called The Fallout Shelter. And if you want to call somebody an interesting name, you're more than welcome to. And you can check me out on YouTube on the A-Bomb channel, the A-Bomb. And I talk a lot of trash. I speak my mind. I do all sorts of things. And hopefully you'll all have fun with what I put out there for you.
All right, Abob.
Thanks
again,
a lot.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, and we appreciate all of our beating drum followers. You know, Steve, I want you to give us your conclusion and your ending rant for the show today.
My rant, it's disgusting to see what's happening with this country and how political correctness has just become the status quo. You know, where civil rights is now being trampled on and freedom of speech is being completely taken away from everybody. That's how countries fall, you know, when you start taking away civil liberties from the people. So, you know, Lancaster, we're standing behind you. We just need the people to stand up and get involved with the election process and vote these people out. The same thing goes for Conrad. If any of those people are listening, you need to get involved, get vocal. Do what you got to do to make it heard. And whatever schools, you know, are coming under fire next, we'll be there to support them. This isn't going to go down easy, and I'm not going to go away easy on it, and I'm sure anybody else that listens to the show shouldn't. So, you know, we'll just continue the fight.
Most definitely, Steve. Mr. Paso, I'm waiting for a good rant from you today. I understand you're playing with your trainings at the Target Bar. But give me something inspirational, and let our Beating Drums fans know where the Passinator, who plays with trannies, in Chicago, if you need a good tranny replaced or fixed, definitely look up Mr. Anthony Paso at Trans World Transmissions, and he will definitely hook you up on a very very good deal there in Chicago at Trans World Transmissions. Paso, back to you, bud.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah, well, you know, I get a short one. Again, short, sweet, simple, right to the point. I say it every week. Stand, make a difference. Do not sit. Do not cry when things aren't going your way. The masses need to assemble. We need to chant and let these people know what the majority of the people want. So all I have to say really is just do the damn thing, okay? Just do the damn thing. Let's stop talking about it. Do it.
Paso, spoken like a true man that rebuilds trainings, man. I dig it. Do you want to give our listening fan base, I do know that we have a lot of people there in the Chicago metropolitan area, where they can reach you if they do need a new or remanned transmission, sir?
Yes, 1300 Minor, M-I-N-E-R, Street, and that's in a Chicago suburb called Des Plaines, D-E-S-P-L-A-I-N-E-S, Illinois. The phone number is 847-768-9960. We give a 30-month, 30,000-mile warranty, largest standard warranty for transmission rebuilds. Thank you very much.
Hey, Paso, look at that. I always seem to throw you for a loop. It doesn't matter if it's on this show or if it's on the Paso Garage. He just never knows when I'm going to put him on the spot. And we've really never talked about his transmission business there in Chicago, guys. It's awesome. It's great. I visited the facility, and it's not in Target. So don't worry about that. He definitely keeps his doors clean. And, you know, there is a men's restroom and a woman's restroom. Just go where you need to go, all right? So, sorry, I had to clear
my voice
there.
Bring your birth certificate.
Bring your birth certificate, please. You know what, guys? Myself and Naga, we're on WDEL 107.5 and FM and also Delaware 105.9 to talk about the Conrad issue. You can definitely go to their website and check that out. All you have to do is just type in Conrad, and you can listen to that two-hour segment with myself, with Andre Bilodeau, Mark One Wolf, and Eunice Davidson. We were touching on the issues there in Conrad, how there was a total poll of 1,928 votes. I think I brought this up last week, where it was 86% of the people wanted to keep the Redskins name and symbol. This poll was done by DelawareOnline.com. I think they thought this poll was going to go into their favor, but they noticed that the people who took the poll there in Delaware and also abroad said no, they need to save it. They said, then they did a follow-up of saying, "Dear Conrad alumni, let the nickname go." Well, all because you didn't get the poll, all because you didn't get what you thought the majority of the people wanted, now you're calling people, "Hey, you need to let it go, you need to let it go." No, we're not going to let it go. We are going to stand up. We're going to fight with education. We're not going to eradicate. And to the people who miraculously showed up to this voting for the racist committee is what I'm calling it, miraculously, every single one of you show up. Oh, and miraculously, there's a vote. Maybe you guys should have been there from the first place. I understand it's voluntary, but you're there to help the schools and the school systems. You need to be there for every single one and not show up when it only plays for your own agenda. We all need to educate ourselves. You can never stop educating. But once you step over the line and you want to eradicate everything, that is where you lose. That is where you lose in life. But just remember, people, Farmer, Paso, Steve, and all of our following, we will never back down.
Let's go. It's in the end, baby. Yeah, until the end, baby. Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, now bang the drum like boom, 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 boom. Now bang the drum like boom, 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 boom,
Yeah, stomping in my black tuckers. It's in the end, baby. You know we be dropping orders. Throw it up, it's for five star city boy. When it's alive, when we ride, yeah, we throw it up. We ride on Indian time when they showing up. Burn it up, turn it up when we rolling up. It's in the end, we the bomb, baby, blowing up. Y'all need to ease up, we up in the place now. How about to set it off, tear the fucking place down. They can't do it, how I does it, still a savage mind. Still fly like an eagle with a savage swing. Scalp tracks when I kill them, it's a savage thing. It's LB Savage doing damage, make it bang. Like boom, 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 boom.
Hold down, native some. Make them say those fucking Indians happy for the moment. Cause me and my family.